This is Anderson Pence podcast episode 82 for Tuesday, December 17th, 2013. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Pence Radio Network.
We are going to ink it up and chat about pens and ink and all sorts of cool stuff.
And maybe even ballpoints.
You know, you just eat your words there, big boy.
No, seriously. We're going to talk about ballpoints. I know.
Wait. Alert the media.
There goes everybody in the chat.
Brian brought it up.
Actually, I want to talk.
Donuts already. See, three minutes in, we're talking about food. I didn't start it.
Actually, I want to talk about pencils.
Even better. Pencils. Go.
Pencils are cool. Okay, so I'm going to just jump right in. I want to give a huge, huge, huge big thanks to our
buddy
Eddie. What's that?
You're welcome.
I want to give huge, big thanks to our buddy, our friend, Eddie G. Sent the nicest package to us this week.
Eddie G. He's a trip.
And I didn't get a chance to, just a couple of days ago, I didn't get a chance to send you an email back, Eddie, but I thought, you know what, next best thing, let's talk about it on the podcast, because I find this very interesting.
I find it interesting that you're talking about pencils and ballpoints.
This is historically significant. Therefore, I find it interesting, in our main area of expertise. So, as most of you know, we happen to collect Esterbrook pens and pencils, and for somebody to come across something that we don't have is unusual, because we have a lot of the stuff. So we get this box in the mail from Eddie G, and as usual, it's got a cool. Where's the picture? Do I have it here? It's got a cool ad from 1924.
He always sends the coolest paper.
Yeah,
the coolest ads and.
Yeah, it's got a French safety, and it's a Christmas ad. So that's cool, you know. But then there's this box. It's this unassuming black box, you know, looks like that. I'm like, oh, come on, you know. I mean, you know, you don't have to send me anything. So I open it up, and
he decided, yes, he did.
Yes, he did. So there's a little sleeve there, and then there's a note, and all it says on the note is "look closely." And so actually, let me grab it here. Oh, here's the ad. Here it is. If you can see that, it says Noel.
That's cool.
And it's 1924 for Conti, if I'm pronouncing that correctly in French, safety. So the black chased hard rubber safety pen. Really, really neat. So, but the note says look closely, and inside is this.
Ta-da! It's a cross pencil.
All right, look at this closely. Okay, so there it is. It's tapered. It's gold filled.
We all got those for high school graduation, right?
Right. So I look at it. I'm like, okay. So I instantly knew what it was. It's a twist pencil.
Okay.
Right. But yeah, it looks like a cross.
Absolutely.
Right? And what was cool. Not only did Eddie throw this in, he threw in a couple pages here that he printed off from our good friend Jonathan Velli, the Leadhead himself, his pencil blog, which talks about this pencil. So now, for you, those of you who know or don't know, Jonathan Velli is one of the two most well-known pencil collectors probably in the world. Is that safe to say?
Probably. John and Joe, they're kind of neck and neck.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're the most outspoken. I'm sure there are some collectors.
Oh, Joe's outspoken.
Joe's outspoken. Sorry.
If you've ever met Joe Nemechek, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's not a slam. He's a trip, but man, he does not mince words.
No. So we've got a little bit. You wonder, okay, now what is Brian going on and on about? Here's a little thing of the Leadhead blog, and it looks like it a cross, but it's not a cross. Okay. So, and actually, what was interesting is I'm glad he included that in. This here is an Esterbrook.
Cool.
Yeah, just pause for like dramatic effect. This little gold-filled pencil here that looks like a cross is an Esterbrook. So, you know, naturally the first thing people want to do is they want to go, okay, well, that's ridiculous because that looks like a cross. Mm-hmm. And if you take a cross and you bring a cross and this top one here is a cross and you put them together and they look exactly alike.
Oh, my goodness. However, could that have happened?
Are you mocking me?
No, I remember the first time I saw one. And
you're not answering the question. Are you mocking me?
So I remember the first time I saw one. I was at a show, and, oh, God, I can't remember what his name was. It'll come to me, and I'll just blurt it out. Bernie something. And he brought this pencil to me and said, you need to have this. I know you collect Esterbrooks. And I looked at it, and I'm thinking I got a cross pen and pencil set when I graduated high school. Thanks. And then I looked at it, and I'm like, oh, crap, it's an Esterbrook. How'd that happen? Yeah. So I remember when I saw the first one.
that wouldn't happen to be this one, would it?
Did I sell that to you?
No, I...
Is that mine?
No, it's mine now.
Is that mine?
It was in your bathroom. It was in the longest time.
In Tampa?
Yes, it was in your bathroom in Tampa, and I decided
you
that there was
know
just...
You when you're going to need
that was the silliest place to have an
I had pens bathroom. Everywhere.
Well, I know, but... All right, so... what's interesting is I had, probably a number of years ago, contacted Cross and asked them if they had, at any point during the 60s, because it's clearly a 60s, which one is it here? I mean, they're so close to each other. The clip is a little different on this one. It's a little flatter across the top. But I don't have an older Cross pencil to compare it to. But I had asked Cross if they had ever made writing instruments for Esterbrook, and their marketing department answered me back with absolutely not, no way, no how, never, ever, ever.
But their guys in the plant moonlighted? How does
I don't know, because, okay, now take here's a different example. Here's another Esterbrook pencil. Now, this is kind of hard to see on the screen, but this one has the
pictures.
Yeah, I'll have to take, it has the exact same clip. The only difference, and this is interesting, and thanks to Eddie for including the article by Jonathan Velli, is, and I didn't know this, Cross always has black at the top. So.
Sorry.
That's really the only difference. Well, in this particular model.
Well, you're flashing that stuff around pretty quick there.
Oh, I'm sorry. So that's black at the top. But this particular model is also a push ballpoint. But yeah, I mean, they're got other pencils. I mean, you know, they look exactly the same.
It's kind of cool.
So I don't know what the connection was. Everybody's going to deny that they ever did anything, but
why would you deny it though?
I mean, it can't be anything but. I mean, look at now. Here's another set. Here's that cross ballpoint with the black, and then the one next to it's a pencil. I mean, the clip is dang near exactly the same. I don't know. So, and the cool thing was I actually didn't have this pencil in my collection, so pleased as punch. Nice Christmas present. Thanks much, Eddie G.
It's very cool, but I'm still stuck on why wouldn't you admit that there was a collaboration between Esterbrook and Cross. Is Cross?
No, I saved the email somewhere.
Huh?
And they said
blackmail.
No way. Yeah, well. Yeah.
Interesting.
To the best of their knowledge, there was never any collaboration.
And yet, if Esterbrook had taken liberty with the, with the design, you certainly would have thought that.
You'd have heard about it.
Cross would have sued them for, I don't know, some official.
They would have sued them out of business.
Probably, yeah.
Oh wait, they went out of business. So anyway, I don't know. I just thought it was interesting. This happens to be a pencil, so it doesn't. It frees me from the ballpoint restriction.
But I still win because you were the one who brought up ballpoints and pencils, and that's huge for you.
Well, you know, I'm not against pencils.
Oh, really? What's wrong with ballpoints or rollerballs? What's wrong? Just saying.
They're harder to maintain.
Harder to maintain?
Yes. You know what I mean? You know, all I need for a fountain pen is a bottle of ink on my desk, and I'm good to go. I'm good for months.
Okay.
You know, the roller ballpoint, I've got to make sure I have.
What? Nothing.
I have to have refills. What happens if it dries out?
Well, what happens when the bottle runs empty?
Well, then I move over to this bottle. On my desk.
There you go. Hey, I got a bottle of ink one. For you. Wait. I got a bottle of ink for you. I'm going to show you.
You got a bottle of ink for me?
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
All right. So it occurred to me when we were planning out the next couple weeks that next Tuesday night is Christmas Eve. And the week after that is New Year's Eve.
What am I getting for Christmas?
Well, nothing. If you get, you give you a pencil. I think I have a Palomino Blackwing that I haven't sharpened yet. You can have one of those.
Sweet.
Those are sweet.
I'll save it for Christmas for you next
year.
There
you go. So we wanted to ask you chatsters what you thought of next week.
I mean, you know, we got no problem talking to ourselves, but
we do it all the time.
We do it all the time, but. You know, if no one's going to be around next Tuesday, let's maybe we can do it on Monday or something.
Sure. We're flexible.
Is the thought. And the same would go true for the week of New Year's.
Oh, my God. We should do it, like, right midnight? Before midnight.
Oh, my God.
And nobody will be around. Or it would be very interesting.
We'd get the European contingent, probably, huh?
Probably.
Because it'd be morning over in Europe.
I'm not sure. Depends on where.
Can we do it at midnight? What do you think?
I'll be asleep. I'm old. We could just go live for like 6 hours and see what happens.
6 hours?
We could go to the store and they could like watch us do stuff.
Well, we did have a request to have, I think it was Tracy, requested a live cam.
Well, Leslie said she was going to install one.
All right. Well, Tracy likes the Monday idea. So.
All right. So we got to vote for Monday. So
let's think about it. I think Monday next week for sure is probably what's going to happen. I know people are going to be traveling. And,
yep. And the same thing for New Year's Eve.
For New Year's. So let's do Monday the next 2 weeks. And then we'll be back to Tuesday I guess, what is that, the first week? Beginning of 2014, which actually, you know what? That's getting pretty close to the first pen show of the year.
Shut up.
Well,
shut up.
I'm going through withdrawal, man. Come on.
All right, we got another vote for Monday.
I vote for Paul. All right.
Shut up.
Stephanie, all right, great. What was I going to say?
We should do one from the store.
We should, yeah, we should.
All right. How about the first one of the year?
First one of the year. Well, you know, we have. Okay, that's where I was going to go with that. We need to line up our special guest for January.
Oh, that'll be a blast. He's a trip.
Now he has agreed, right?
Yes. Yes.
We just haven't. We haven't nailed down the date, exact date.
Yep. And we have to make sure he's tech savvy enough. He's got peeps who can help him.
He's got peeps who can help.
Yeah. Adam will help him.
Oh, we gave away part of it. It's a he.
Well,
that narrows it down, right?
Not really.
Everybody loves the idea of Philly, Stephanie, Ira. Yeah.
Hey, we're gonna see Steph and Ira soon.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're gonna have a special guest in January, probably second week.
Yes, right before the show.
Right before the show. So that will probably be on a Tuesday. So there we go.
Yeah.
And speaking of Christmas, I have a question for you.
No, you can't have your present now.
Oh, come on, man. Everybody else got to see it last week.
I know, it's pretty.
I know. I did not watch the video from last week to see what the pen looks like.
I didn't either. I was good. But I pretty much know what it looks like. Just saying. All right, so what's your question?
All right, my question is, so it is the season for correspondence, and actually we're running a little bit late with regards to being able to send stuff out, right? So although I guess we could still send cards out and it would still get there on time.
Yeah. I've been bad about that.
Yeah, well, there's lots of stuff going on. Do you, and maybe this is a question also for the chat, have a special pen and or ink that you use exclusively for writing out seasonal cards?
Well, I haven't done cards in the last couple years.
So no.
No, I take. Hang on, let me finish.
Next.
Mr. Interrupter. But when I did, I used to use, it took me forever to find the perfect red, but I did use either a deep bright red or green. And I would try to slow down my scrawly handwriting so you could read it.
Do you think green or red are the most common?
I think so. We've gotten several cards. We've gotten several cards, and most of them are green or red. A couple black.
The people who are listening to this audio podcast are going, what the hell is he talking
chicken
about? Helmet? Yeah. Helmet cam? Yeah.
There you go. Somebody in the chat says she uses a Pelican 400 with a broad stub. Yep.
Ooh.
So you've got a signature calligraphy looking kind of thing.
Noodler's Army Green. Noodler's
Army Green. That's a pretty green.
Well, I was going to say,
When's the last time you sent out Christmas cards?
Well, if I were going to do it, there's one pen that comes to mind. It's my Twisby 580.
Oh yeah.
1.1 with Noodler's forest green.
That's a pretty one too.
Actually, that was the pen we used. Well, I used for signing the when we had the Edison Limited Edition.
Yep.
The certificates I used for that, because nice big, broad, and vibrant color.
Mm-hmm. Schaefer Red is a really pretty red. I would probably use Schaefer Red.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Christy likes
people in the chat,
the 1.1. So yeah.
Oh, Christy's going with a red Lamy.
Oh, she's matching it all up
with J. Herbin Anniversary Hematite ink. Look at that, red with red. So, yeah, I think that when you handwrite a card, it makes you think about it a little bit. Make the effort, especially this time of year. It's kind of a ritual for a lot of people. You sit down, you've got your list, check it twice, all of that, and you sit and you write it out. I always appreciate the typed Christmas letters and the effort that people go to for that. I mean,
this year, Bobby Sue graduated.
And my brother sends those out every year. Tom and Lisa send those out. I love.
Yeah, they're cool. I just, they have.
But I love getting a handwritten note.
They have a little bit of cheese factor to them, kind of.
A little, but you know what? If that's all the time you have, I'd rather that we got something typed than nothing.
Right,
but
right.
I do get that thrill when we get a handwritten letter or card. So, yeah.
We got a couple of votes for a Private Reserve here. Dime Mine, Poppy Red.
Sherwood Green Spearmint.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, somebody's sending me something.
Fountain pen friendly cards using. Well, that would be a natural choice, wouldn't it?
What fountain pen friendly cards?
Yeah.
Well, I would make some. Somebody at this store got mad because I didn't have any.
So well, it was, you know,
I've got
funny
some
too,
meat now, baby.
It was kind of one of those duh moments, and I'm sitting there, and I'm talking to this lady, and it was funny because this lady had these, is an elderly lady had these huge, bright red, round glasses.
You know, good for her.
You know, and
good for her, baby.
And she's like, "You really should. You kind of missed that one." I'm like, "Yeah, we kind of did, didn't we?" You know. Yep. Thanks. She goes, "Well, I'll be back." You know, but Eddie G's in the house. We've got a couple more reds. Ackerman Chinatown Red.
Oh, I should get out
another the stub nib.
Omas Hong Kong Red.
Now you got some of that what in DC? Where did you get that? I remember you got some. Somebody came to the table and you bought it.
It might have been DC. Yeah. Oh.
So
yeah.
It seems that the consensus here is everybody's using broads.
Yep.
Mostly broads.
Use a signature stub. That way it looks pretty. If you're going to spend the time to hand address a bunch of envelopes, you want it to look nice. It may be the only time that you really handwrite a bunch of things. I don't know.
I would like to do that some year. You know, do you remember the days, and they don't do it anymore, do you remember the days on the Zoss list? There was a Christmas card exchange.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. We should do that next year. We should start one.
Well, you always think about it, and it's like, oh, well, it's December 3rd.
I'm putting it in my calendar right now.
Yeah, put it in your calendar now. Let's do that. Let's coordinate it. If nothing else, and let's get people sending cards to each other. I mean, you know, it's just all we got to do is get a list of people who are interested, and you know, maybe we can get some of the Appleton Pen Club members.
Yes.
That don't exist yet.
Hey, there are some people in Appleton who are overly excited.
Oh my God! So we had somebody come in the store, and she's like, she was younger, college age. I hear there's an Appleton Pen Club.
It's very cute.
Yeah, I'm like, well, you know, it's kind of been a joke for a long time, but I guess now we got to put our money where our mouth is. And
well, we've got the conference room.
We've got the conference room, and we certainly have some people who are probably interested. So, after the first of the year,
yep, that's what I've been telling people.
We're going to start taking names, and we are going to have the official meeting, first meeting of the Appleton Pen Club. And I think it's going to be I think it's going to be you, me, Dave, and Pete. I think is what it's going to be.
No. Danielle and Chuck and Ben and Chris.
Okay, Ken will probably show up.
And
so.
Ken and Chris.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah,
that's cool.
A lot of people.
We have a lot of good things to talk about. So,
You
know, just to shoot the breeze and have some coffee or whatever. But
And I'm sure that some of these people will be happy to see you.
Hey now.
I went to get my hair done. So I left the store early on Saturday. And a girl came in. She's been in several times. And I guess she was just used to seeing me, and Brian surprised her.
But yeah, she's like,
who are you and why are you here?
Yeah, she's like, oh, where's your wife? I'm like, oh, I'm on the chopped liver or something. You know.
Okay. Right. Well, but we've had a lot of great response at the store.
Yeah, and actually we'll be looking out for, I think, some ideas, too, for things to do. I mean, I have a number of ideas that we can use, but I think it'd just be fun to get together and chat with people outside of the actual store. So,
yep.
Anyway, speaking of the store, well, we got some news. We need to jump into this, and you're going to talk about the first two items on the list, and then I'm going to prepare for item number three.
Yes.
Item number three, that was that thing we said that we have to prepare for.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so first of all, part of the reason that I think it's great that Brian was talking about ballpoints and pencils in the beginning was the new Stipulus Speed ballpoint is really freaking cool.
We sold out.
I ordered them. I thought they'd be good in the store, And we blew out everything we had. We've got more on order. In fact, they're coming second day air because, ironically, is Will in the chat? Ironically, CIO?
CIO.
The CIO of Brian's company came into the store and bought pens for his team. So that was kind of cool. But we didn't have enough, so he's got to come back and get more. So, hey, Will. So that was cool. They're great little ballpoints, and we've got
Bad. I admit they're as far as ballpoints go, they are pretty dang cool. So,
and we have a I can't say the word I normally would use, but we have a boatload of gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous Delta pens on the way. Is my Capri coming? It's not the Capri. What am I getting?
Here's the catch. So I got a call today. I'm not really sure what is coming and what's not coming. I'm pretty sure the Capri is not coming, but...
There are some gorgeous pens.
We're going to be fighting over those, let me tell you this. So.
Okay. I win.
You win, yeah. You
do. All right.
Whatever you want, baby.
Cool. All right, so...
So that's us coming.
Point, Delta pens, lots and lots. We've got,
Lots of different Dolce Vitas and some other Delta stuff, the Titanio and some really cool stuff.
Once they come in, we'll be able to show those to you. What did come in, and I was very, very excited to see this box arrive, because this was hand-packed by the master himself.
The master himself.
Spent a lot of time on the phone with this man.
I know you did.
I learned more about black powder weapons than any.
I'm laughing at something else right now.
Person needs to know. So, without further ado.
All right, whip those babies out. Everybody wants to see this.
All right, are they? Are you ready with your end?
Hang on. I'm encumbered here by something.
Okay. All right. So we received a ginormous, huge box of Noodler's acrylics.
Oh, wait, hang on.
Applause. I mean, you have no idea how many we got. So, without further ado.
And they are live now.
They are gorgeous. Absolutely. Now, some of these we've had before, but I'm going to show you what we used to have, what we do have, and all that good stuff. So, you've got the Marbled Marianas.
Okay. Is that how that's pronounced?
Yeah, like the Marianas Trench.
Okay. That's cool.
Because it's like the sea. So this gorgeous turquoise and blue, beautiful, beautiful depth. What's so funny?
Nothing.
Getting ready. John Mung, we've had before. Very pretty, white with red. Mm-hmm. This one, I'm going to have to count and make sure.
I want this one.
Brian, the Ghostly Lapis. Beautiful white.
I want that one.
A shimmery navy. Absolutely gorgeous. This one, I've only seen one other place. I think it's Fountain Pen Hospital is the only other group that I've seen who has the Forbidden City. And I had several requests this week, actually, for this pen. Beautiful, beautiful depth. Red and navy. And then the Rattlesnake and Adrenaline. And I got to tell you, listening to Nathan tell me how he came up with these names just trips me out. So these we've had before. New, so excited, Appalachian Pearl. It's hard to show the colors. It's a silvery charcoal, pearlescent, with some really thin threads of silver. Very, very pretty.
Yeah, it is really it's different than the rest of them.
Yeah, it is. It's a little more subtle, I think. The Coral Seas, beautiful turquoise and the red coral color, very pretty, very shimmery. This one is trippy.
Trippy.
Where'd the cap go? So you've got emeralds on the sun. And it's got this...
it's got an optional cap, apparently.
Yep, I'll find it. So this gorgeous orangey, yellow, green with green. The green is just beautiful. So there's that. I don't know where the cap went. Himalayan
ruby.
Chair.
Don't move your chair.
Himalayan ruby is gorgeous. Hugh, this might be a little bright for you, but a real pretty, very pearlescent red. Let's see. We're almost done. Victory Garden, real pretty yellow with green. The green in this is a little bit lighter than the green in the emeralds on the sun. This one is orange and navy. Go Syracuse.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And this one is called Old Salem. And then the last one is actually two. It's called Black Python in Pearls. I'm telling you, whatever Nathan does to come up with names, I want some.
You know, they used to say this about Willie Nelson, right?
Yeah. So there are two different versions, if you will. I even double-checked with Nathan. We called him back today. And they are technically both the same pen. It's just a matter of the variation in the acrylic. So you have the darker and the lighter, if you will. I know that some people wondered if perhaps this was a new version of the Rattlesnake and Adrenaline, and according to Nathan, it is absolutely not. These are the new Black Python in Pearls.
Sweet.
Just kind of a funky name.
Yeah, so I'm sitting at work and I get this picture on my phone. This text
is huge
bag of these pens.
Ooh, found my cap.
You found the cap, all right.
Well, because I was playing with it before the podcast. So I should cap those pens. So anyway, that was exciting. We've got plenty of some, and we are very low on others. So if you're looking for one, definitely grab one before they're gone. Because if you recall the last time, we had the acrylics.
About 48 hours.
Yeah, we had them about 48 hours, and they were gone. And that was in April. It's taken this long to get them, partly because Nathan spends a lot of time on quality control. He wants to make sure that they are good. He heat sets a lot of them. He has to redo a lot of them. So when we get them, we are hugely grateful.
Awesome.
So what else do we have going on, Mr. Anderson? I think I need to prep now.
I'm just going to sit here and laugh for just for a minute. Cause,
why?
Well, because.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so we haven't really talked about how we're going to do this.
You just go, because this is all you. This is something that Brian has been working on for probably a year, and this is very special to him and very exciting. It's very exciting for us.
It gets the white glove treatment, so to speak.
Yeah, it does. I love that they sent gloves. That's so cool. All
right, so here you go.
Ta-da! Right here. You need sound effects now. Hey, what does that say?
Well, if you talk and I can't...
That says Visconti.
The thing that I'm laughing at is I can't use my trackpad with these gloves. That's what I've been laughing at. You're like, oh, do you have the noodler stuff ready? I'm like, no, I'm wearing stinking gloves. All right, yeah, so Visconti actually has, believe it or not, you can get gloves.
They send you gloves so that when you handle the pens, you won't get them full of fingerprints. But yes, Visconti came to the store.
Oh, my goodness. And again, I was at work.
Oh.
Actually, I was checking the tracking. I was annoying Lisa to no end this weekend. Because, you know, it's like this. It was on Friday, actually, I think it was. It was in Oshkosh, and I'm like, can we just go down there and get it?
No, we can't.
It's just, it's only two boxes, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Ah, man. So, yeah, okay, I'm going to whip through these kind of quickly.
And Tracy's in the chat going, woohoo. Yep. Tracy, thank you for all your feedback. You were awesome.
And this right here is the most purple pen I've ever seen. So we have, and we have a number of things in stock, and some things were back ordered. But the Visconti Rembrandts, these are cool. Magnetic caps.
That's cool. I really like that feature.
You know, so there is no. It's nice because there's no threads anywhere. To get in the way. Snaps on. Nice clips.
Snap on.
and every box is just a beautiful leather.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Tell you what, man, they do presentation well.
They do. Yeah, everything is just really, really something else.
I can't wait till we get the case.
We have this 6 foot tall case that's coming, glass and wood. And it's just
beautiful.
It's outrageous. But it's coming. And then the Van Goghs, and these come in a real funky box. And here you go. This is the Starry Night.
There you go, Lisa.
Let's just order it.
It's on the way. Let's
just take this one out and take a look at it right here. Look at that. Nice clip. I love these clips too, right? So they're spring clips. And
so
again,
that they'll fit in your shirt. They won't.
Yep. Magnetic.
Or in a pen case.
Yep. Faceted. It's
very cool.
Really, really nice. Pretty looking nibs, too.
Cool.
So.
All right, well. And that's it for Visconti?
No. I saved the good stuff for last, right?
I have been counting the pens because Brian keeps ooing and aahing and drooling on a couple. So I promise when we ship them out, I'll wipe off all the drool.
We'll use the gloves, right? So, and the boxes are cool, too. So check this out. I mean, you guys are buying the Visconti. You know this, but it's got a little drawer that pulls out.
I love that.
And there's your instruction manual, your little
That's
manual.
That's cool.
How cool is that, right? Because, I always found it annoying that either the instruction manual is on top of the pen and then it gets, all bungled up, or it's underneath. Oh. just go ahead and do the podcast without me here for a second. Oh, that's pretty. The Wall Street.
Brian has been just, I think he's been talking about it in his sleep.
Look at that. I mean, it's just a stunning, and you can even see, you can see if I can hold it the right way. I mean, you can see through, it's just like a vacuumatic, really.
It's gorgeous. And the way that the cap screws down is cool.
Yeah. It's faceted. It's really 23 karat palladium, dream touch nib. It's got some flex to it.
Yep.
Green. What else do we got here?
Oh, what else do we have?
I'm going to have a little private moment with this one. The red is killer.
Yep.
I mean, I can see through the cap. I can see the nib in there. Just really, really stunning. Nice, nicely done. Let's see. What else do we have? And, of course, in the platinum,
very
which
pretty.
Really, really works with the silver trim. Nice, just super nice. Oh, that one's a broad nib too. let me see how much. Oh yeah.
It's got Colburn says I need to keep track of these.
It's got a little softness to that nib too, so that's nice. All right, all right, the Wall Streets, and then this one, which, I'm going to keep tabs on you on this one, because this is really a pretty pen.
Which one? Oh, this one.
And Tracy will definitely agree to this one. This guy, right here.
Is that the Desert Springs?
This is the Divina Desert Springs.
Beautiful. Now hold it still for a minute. Put it up closer. Let the people at home see it.
You keep the talking,
The color is gorgeous. You can't see it as well here on the little webcam, but you'll see it on the website. It's just beautiful. It's a little big for me, though.
Well, that's too bad.
Moving on. Wow.
But it's got the captive converter system in it, so you just pull that out the end, and then you can use that to fill it, which is kind of cool. Nice looking nib. It's got some flex to it too. So, just really, really a sweet looking pen. It's really hard to get an idea of it, but it's a big size. This is the oversize.
No, these are beautiful.
So actually, I don't have a shirt with a pocket in it.
Oh, I guess you got to put it back. They're beautiful. We've been working
that,
on this.
That was like only half the order, right? So
yeah,
half of the stuff we ordered didn't come yet.
Is still on the way.
It's still on the way. Homo sapiens and
Michelangelo.
There's a couple other ones too that are coming. So it's
we're excited.
Excited. And then what else? You've got of course.
Oh. Well, of course, because you know, I've got my thing.
What?
So Visconti also makes ink.
Oh, do they now?
They do. And their international cartridges come in these adorable little
containers.
Yeah, these are cool. And, oh, I'm bringing some of these to Philly. Trust me, Ira. And so six?
Seven, actually.
Seven international cartridges, and the colors are really pretty. And then you have...
Containers are the best part.
Yeah, the containers are cool. They're adorable. And what I like is... Now, I love the little tins that the J. Herbin cartridges come in. But the caps on those metal containers are either way too loose or way too tight. These are perfect. They're just tight enough that, you know, it's not going to fall. But... not so tight that you can't get it off. And then, my baby.
Oh, look at that.
So, you've got... Now, it's all plastic. They used to make these in glass. They were a slightly different shape, more of a wine glass shape. But these are still really cool.
Who cares? They're cool.
Yeah. What a great shape.
Well, I love that it stands on the base.
Yes. So it fits on the base, kind of nestles in there. And then you have this little dome, which just, as I learned the hard way, it's only sealed right here. And so when you lift it, most of them, the dome comes off, everything.
Enter job for the kids at the store.
So we've had the kids tape all of these so that way everything's protected. But this in a baggie, bubble wrapped, is going to ship like nobody's business, and these are just beautiful. But imagine this just sitting on your desk. Oh, I mean, my desk.
Well, you do like turquoise, right?
So. I know. Now, these are beautiful. We just did swabs, and our daughter is going to scan those tomorrow. We'll get those up on the site. But beautiful, beautiful, very nicely done. We're very excited.
Yep. The burgundy looks good. I think.
Yes.
I think I'm going to be happy with the burgundy as maybe a replacement for my Bordeaux. I can't get the Mont Blanc Bordeaux anymore.
That's a shame.
So. You say that like you're just
I'll find more for you. All
right.
Now we do we got the gloves, we got some signs. That was
we
fun.
Got the gloves just because we could get the gloves. So you say I have Visconti gloves, right? So I don't know.
I don't care.
Am I gonna put those on in the store? Probably not.
I might, just the first day.
Although Hugh asked if we could take him, like, with, you know, driving with vets, I think might be.
There you go. Well, the other thing that we got, and this is very limited, is they sent us some bookmarks. Now, these
bulk bark?
Yeah. These are cool. So let's see if you can see it up close.
You can see that a mile away.
So these are very cool. And we will be giving these away with $200 or more Visconti purchases. So I'll toss one of those in there.
Yeah, that's, it's a pretty good size, too. It's
big. I mean, it's... Where's Eric when I need him?
Da-da, 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 da-da.
It is... Flip my ruler around here.
It's probably, what, 3 inches long. Big nib.
It's over 2.5.
All right.
Yeah, this is big. So anyway, there you go. But these are cool. I think I'm going to put that in my planner.
Put it in my planner?
Why are you laughing?
I don't know. I'm just happy.
I know.
I wanted this for a long time.
I have to tell the story that I took, I took the picture of the box when it arrived. And yes, Brian was tracking it like every 10 minutes. And took the picture of the box, and I counted. Now, keep in mind that the store is in a plaza that's part shopping center, part office building. And, we've got City Hall. We've got a bunch of pretty major companies have offices there. But the plaza is 96 steps from the back door of Brian's office building.
I can get there in 84 if I have to.
And so I kind of made a little mental bet with myself how long it would be until Brian walked in. And it actually took him longer than I thought. It was about 10 minutes.
Well, you got to remember, though, I was number one. I was in a meeting when you sent me that picture.
That's not my problem.
And then I had to go and check on getting new lenses for my glasses and then came over. So
it was about 11 minutes.
Yeah, it was
and funny. He was out of breath. I think it was running. 86 steps?
80. I can do it in 86. I think I've done it in 84.
I can name that tune in 84 steps. Yeah.
The funny thing is this is just kind of like Sailor. Like when we got Sailor, I'm like totally excited, and I still am excited about Sailor. But I can't decide on one that I want to keep for myself.
Ira wants to know about the filling systems.
Filling systems. Okay, so Rembrandt and Van Gogh are cartridge converter, international.
Mm-hmm.
The Wall Street are what they call a captive converter. And Tracy will correct me if I'm wrong, but it is not. It's the converter is not removable. I don't think that particular converter is removable. I wouldn't try it. It's real snug. It's adhered to the inside of the pen, and the it's a regular standard piston converter. And the Divina is the same converter, but it just pulls out the end. I'll show you the one that's in the Wall Street. But it's a funky piston, and you just rotate it, and that's all it is. But it doesn't come out.
Cool.
Oh, actually, this does come out. My mistake. It's threaded. That's why it was possible to get out.
Wow. We've also only had it a day.
24 hours.
Yeah.
Well, I think I should probably just put it in my pocket.
No.
No?
No, no, no. Steph, help me out here. Say no. Somebody
just say
no.
Yes. So that's it. They do make some piston fillers. The Wall Street comes in a limited edition, which is a piston.
Yeah. But we will be getting more.
Tracy's right, yeah. So it's not the Wall Street. It's just a regular converter, not captive like the Desert Springs. Right?
They're cool.
Thank you.
They're very cool. And they're gorgeous.
Attention to detail is very, very high in every aspect of the pen, the packaging, everything. So
We're very pleased. We're very pleased. So that's our excitement for the week.
It is. That's enough for most anybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else we want to chat about?
We do have a big, well, not a big, but we do have a fun promo running before Christmas. So okay. If you check out the site, you should see some things that might tempt you, or some things that you might be able to be tempted for somebody else. I'm not liking the chat right now.
I love the chat. You guys are awesome.
Everybody's saying that Brian should just put the pen in his pocket. Shireen's my girl.
You got one on your side. Okay.
All right. My girls. Tracy's one of the DC girls. She's got to stick with me. We girls stick together.
She said yes, though.
Well, you know, you got that phrase, bros before, there's got to be like girls before something. I'll come up with it.
Well, make a PG, will you?
I always do.
All right.
But, so check out the website. We do have a promo that involves shipping and free stuff and all sorts of excitement.
Stuff for ladies.
Yeah.
Stuff
that
for
was,
ladies. That do you have one of those handy, by the way?
I
Show
do.
Show that if you do.
This is so cool.
These are very, very, very limited supply. Yep.
I got in touch with a lot of our vendors before we opened the store, and I said, you know, we're having a grand opening. And so Schaefer sent me this big box, like shockingly big box, of these. And I looked at them and I'm like, what the heck is this? Well, and it took me a minute. And you undo it and you pull it out.
And let's see how many people in the chat know.
I just said it. It's a purse holder. You put it on the table, and that way if you're out at dinner or drinks after work, you can hang up your purse, and you won't rest it on the floor.
Yeah, and it actually has the Schaefer mark
on it. Yeah, it's got the Schaefer logo on the back.
Yeah.
On the front, yeah.
On the front, yeah.
It says Schaefer. Very cool.
You're not going to find this anywhere else. I've never even ever seen it.
Yeah. But, you know, it's the same kind of thing that ladies buy at TJ Maxx for anywhere from $5 to $10. So these are kind of cool. Yeah, so there is a promo that involves that.
I don't remember what the promo is. If you spend $20 or something, I don't care what it is. Just mention it. There's a lady in the house that wants it. Or you want to get one for your wife, your girlfriend, your spouse, what have you.
Whatever. Yeah.
Just say you want one, and as long as we have them, we're going to give them out. Yep. So
Colburn, that does not count as an anniversary present, by the way.
Yeah. If you want to use it for your man purse, whatever, that's fine too. I want to see people that want it get it. Yeah. So we had talked about just throwing them in orders. But
just let me know you want it.
Yeah, we want, you
You're
know,
kinda
if
cool.
you want it, and I don't want them in the store anymore.
They're kind of cool.
There's this huge box on the main counter when you come in that's got all these things in it. And I'm like, well, it's, you know, there's no other place for it. And we keep giving it to customers, but
yeah,
we have a lot left. So just ask and you shall receive. So
See, Paul is smart. Paul says that Lisa packs my orders. He's not going to mess with me. That's true. Anyway.
All right.
No, it doesn't work with messenger bags. These are probably not strong enough. But purse or a small bag. I haven't tried to break it, but maybe
No, it's pretty. It's pretty durable.
It's cool. Pretty yeah. So anyway.
There's that.
Yep. There's that.
All right. You got some shout outs real quick?
I have just a couple. Everybody in the chat, absolutely.
Yeah.
happy anniversary to Christy and Colburn. It's their third anniversary today. And
Third.
Yep.
Wow.
And, you know, the cool thing is that Colburn, now we got to meet Christy and Colburn in D.C., in Dallas.
Dallas.
And that was killer. That was a blast. They are both just a trip. But apparently, according to Christy's blog, because I read it, I think I saw it on Facebook today, and then I read the blog, he turned off her alarm one morning, so she overslept. And she said, and you guys correct me if I get the story wrong, but basically she kind of like looked up and said, what the heck happened? I overslept. No, I turned off your alarm. We're getting married today.
Nice.
That's cool.
Nice. Well played.
The man can keep a secret.
Wow.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
So
I like that move. Cool. That's awesome. Yeah. Atta boy.
Yep. He's got some tricks up his sleeve. Christy, you be careful. Wow. And Iris 44th is next week.
44th. Wow, Iris.
Oh, my
God.
That's
awesome.
Oh. Wow.
Very good.
So congrats to Christy and Colburn. Absolutely. Happy anniversary. And big, big, huge, ginormous hugs to my girl Aziza. We had some emails back and forth today. She's out of the country at the moment. So she's having a ball, living it up. You go, girl. And in the chat, my DC girls, you guys rock. Mm. And Steph, you know, Steph, I just keep waiting for you to, like, show up at the store.
Yeah, I know. Like, I thought we were friends here. Come on.
Yeah.
Right?
Don't say that. You know, she'll show up.
Can't you work remotely? I mean, I've got computers you can use. I'm in the computer business, right? Another line of work.
Yeah. But that's it. I mean, all of you guys are awesome. We have a good time with you guys every week. So. Yep, that's it for now.
All right,
Brian's got pens to play with. I got pens to count.
I'm thinking this red one. You know, there's not a blue Wall Street. I think this red is just. Look at that.
I'm counting that.
Good. All right. You count it. It's going. It's going.
Well, I'm looking at my acrylics and I can't decide which one. So.
Well, you can. Yeah.
Yep. There you go.
All right. Anything else this week? That should probably do it.
That's enough. I've got Christmas presents to wrap and ship.
All right. Comments, suggestions for topics. Use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin 54912. You can catch us at the store. Is 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
Awesome. You can also send us an email.
Email is brian@andersonpens.net.
Or lisa@andersonpens.net.
You can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/andersonpens.
We're on Facebook. It's facebook.com/andersonpens.
The blog is blog.andersonpens.net.
And the website, andersonpens.net.
I join our mailing list for advance notice of upcoming and new events, products, special sales. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We will see you next week. We're going to do it on Monday night, 8 o'clock Central, same time, different day. So thanks a lot, everybody. Have a good night. We'll see you next week.
Night.